tonight's game between the La Plata Bulldogs and the Knox County Eagles is brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber in Edina, Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagles Nest in Edina, Edina Sentinel, the Farm Shop in Edina, InsurePro Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. And now to Donnie Middleton.
And welcome everybody to the 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's the fourth game of the evening, and a couple of shots left in semifinal, Knox County and La Plata. And let's take a look at the starting lineup first for the Bulldogs. It'll be Landon Jones, a senior; Kendrick Hewlett, a freshman; Wayne Lewis, a junior; Lee Mack, a senior; and Cutter St. Clair, a senior. So Landon Jones, Kendrick Hewlett, Wayne Lewis, Lee Mack, and Cutter St. Clair. The Bulldogs 5-10, and coached by Matt Safely. For the lady, been here too long, I guess. For the Eagles, it'll be Keaton Strange. He's a senior. Kevin Parrish, a senior. Rylan Roberts, a senior. Blake Parrish, a senior. And Austin Jansen, a senior. So Keaton Strange, Kellen Parrish, Rylan Roberts, Blake Parrish, and Austin Jansen. The Eagles 5-8, and coached by Nathan Miller. We're set to play basketball. Boys consolation semifinal. The winner plays at 6 o'clock tomorrow night and takes on Scotland County. Ball is up. Tip is controlled in the backcourt by Knox County, as he gives it to Blake Parrish, wearing a face mask tonight. Rest that nose. Gives it to Strange on the left wing. To Parrish, back to Strange. Strange left side of the circle. Out pops Jansen, top of the key. To Rylan Roberts, out Kellen Parrish on the right wing. To Blake Parrish in the paint. Lost a handle on the basketball. Sold away by Landon Jones. Takes it to the house. Lays it up. Missed it. And Kellen Parrish comes off the rebound. To Blake Parrish. Parrish gives it to Roberts in the right corner. Roberts giving go down to the block to Kellen Parrish off glass, wouldn't go down. And off of the rebound comes Cutter St. Clair. And St. Clair brings it across the timeline, spin move into the paint, lost the handle on the basketball, goes out of bounds, last touch by Knox County. So the Bulldogs will inbound underneath on basket as St. Clair will trigger. No score, and we're about a minute in. And St. Clair looks for somebody. He'll pull it out to Lee Mack at top of the key, over to Jones on the left wing. Jones gets it to Hewlett between the two circles, over to Mack on the right wing, back to Hewlett. Hewlett has it on the right side of the circle, tried to get it in to St. Clair. Found a way, but picked up by Hewlett. Now Jones for three, no good. And Roberts off the rebound. Half-court pass goes right wing to Kellen Parrish. Now Blake Parrish in the right corner. Back to Rylan Roberts between the two circles. Blake Parrish on the right wing. Strange in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Skips it across to Kellen Parrish. Kicks it back out to Blake Parrish. Tries a three. No good. And a whistle and a foul and a rebound. Maybe on. Well, they're going to call it on Strange. So Keith Strange picks up his first foul. And a little pressure by Knox County. And it's Hewlett. Will inbound to Jones. Jones with the dribble, gives the ball to Cutter St. Clair. St. Clair down the near sideline, dribbles into the triple team. Hewlett gets it back out to Jones. And now Lee Mack wanted to shoot three off the left wing and walked with it. So Knox County will have the basketball. It's worth 2 minutes in, almost 2 minutes into the game, and no score. Rylan Roberts will bring it across the timeline for the Eagles. They clear out the space for Roberts. Now Strange out of the corner. Three ball, airballed it. And out with the rebound comes Braden Lewis. Lewis gives it to St. Clair, sees it opening, takes it to the hoop, lays up the shot, blocked by Kellen Parrish. Goes out of bounds, it'll be Bulldog basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Jones will inbound and looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. It finally finds Hewlett in the left corner. Dribbles to the left wing. out to St. Clair at the top of the key. St. Clair gets it down in the corner to Mack. Back to St. Clair on the right wing. Now the left wing to Hewlett. Hewlett to the top of the key. Lee Mack on the right side of the circle. St. Clair in the right corner. Back to Jones on the left wing. Now Hewlett puts up a three. No, it was Lee Mack, no good. And Knox County off the rebound. Here comes Blake Parrish in a hurry. Wyland Roberts dumps it inside to Parrish. Parrish rolls it back out underneath the basket to Strange. Back to Jansen on the left wing. To Strange on the left wing. Strange back to Roberts between the two circles. That's Wyland Roberts. Hands it off to Strange. Now Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Blake Parrish top of the key. Roberts at the top of the key. Now on the left wing beyond the arc. Roberts with the ball to Strange on the left wing. Back to Roberts. Takes it down the right lane. Lays it up. Got it. 2 points for Wyland Roberts. 2-0 as a placed by Knox County and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Austin Jansen. And that's his first. As in the ball game for La Plata, will come Tucker Butte. And out will go Lee Mack. So Butte in, Mack out. Hewlett will inbound on the far sideline, right in front of the Bulldog bench. Gets it in to Jones. It's Jones picks up the good look to somebody, gets the ball to St. Clair. St. Clair out of the double team. Across the timeline with deep left wing. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Jansen. Jansen gets it to the right block and walks with it. And he tried to back up a little bit too far into the basket. He did shuffle the feet. So Hewlett getting into Jones. Guarded by St. Clair. Now the double team looks for somebody. And the pass is stolen away by Blake Perry. He tried to put up a shot. Missed it, and he was through the foul. The foul, I think, is going to be on Landon Jones, and it will be. So Jones picks up the foul. That's his first, second-team foul. Well, no first-team foul against La Plata. Blake Parrish at the line. First shot. Up, got it. 3-0. Knox County with the lead. As Parrish, one, looking for two. Shots up, got them both. Nope, they say a lane violation against Blake Parrish, or against Knox County anyway. So, well, the scoreboard says maybe it was against La Plata, but they gave the points to Parrish, so it's 4-0. Pressure by the Eagles, and St. Clair with the basketball. Kicks it over to Jones, across the timeline, takes it to the top of the key. Guarded by Jansen. Hands the ball to St. Clair out of the double team, stolen away by Perry. To the house, lays it up, got it. 4 points for Blake Perry. Okay, now they've adjusted it. So they did take away one of those points. As now underneath, shots put up by Braden Lewis, missed it. Taken by Ryland Roberts, gets in underneath to Callum Perry, puts it up and in. Now, the play that wants a timeout. 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. It's Knox County 7. We'll play to nothing back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
7-0. Knox County with the lead. 3:36 left to play in the first quarter. The Plata with the basketball pressure by the Eagles. Hewlett will inbound. Gets it to Jones. Jones in a hurry down the far sideline. Bounce pass underneath to Logan Arbuckle. And they put up a shot and hit one of the lights. It bounced off the floor and hit one of the lights. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Kellen Parrish will inbound to Roberts. Ryland Roberts will walk it up the floor, 1-2-2 zone by La Plata. Picks up the dribble, gives it to Blake Parrish along the timeline. Now gives it to Roberts on the right wing. Back to Parrish between the two circles. Parrish back to Kellen Parrish for three. Bullseye! 5 points for Kellen Parrish. Duke with the basketball between the two circles. Cutter St. Clair has it between the two circles. Around the top of the key, across the free throw line. Started by Jansen. And a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Jansen again. It will be. Austin Jansen just picked up his second personal foul. He'll set down. And Colin Hayes will come back in. 2:47. And Jones underneath his own basket, inbounds, some chops put up, got it. That was Tucker Butte. First 2 points for La Plata. Half court pass to Kellen Parrish. Give and go right down the middle. He goes straight, put up a shot, and missed it. But he drew the foul. And the foul's going to be on Butte, I think it will be. So Tucker Butte made a basket, one in, picked up a foul on the other. 10-2, as Strange for a shot up, missed it. Eagles with the lead, 2:36 left to play in the first quarter. Winner plays Scotland County tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for consolation. Next shot in and out, no good, as Hewlett comes off with the rebound. Hewlett, guarded by Blake Parrish. Gets the ball to Cutter St. Clair. Behind the back, really. Now St. Clair tried to pass underneath. Stolen away by Kellen Parrish. Gets it ahead to Strange. To Blake Parrish. Took up his shot. Rejected by St. Clair. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Well, maybe on the sideline. Blake Parrish will inbound. Parrish with the basketball, slaps it once, looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Kellen Parrish on the left wing. Now he'll try another three. No good. Back to the rebound, and out one comes Blake Parrish to Ryland Roberts on the right wing. Roberts takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it, but he drew the foul. And we'll wait for the scoreboard, and that's on Butte again. So two fouls on Tucker Butte. As the end of the ball game will come Lee Mack back in. As Ryland Roberts, first shot up and got it. 3 points for Ryland Roberts. So Mack comes back. And also in the ball game comes Braden Lewis. 2:05 left to play in the first quarter. Roberts, second shot on the way, got it. 4 points to Ryland Roberts, 12-2, knocks in the lead. As Lewis will inbound, gets it to St. Clair. St. Clair brings it across the timeline, takes it to the right wing, tried to force it inside. The intended receiver was Logan Arbuckle, and pass knocked out of bounds by Kellen Parrish. So Landon Jones underneath his own basket to inbound. Gets it in the corner. To Lee Mack. Now, shot put up by Cutter St. Clair off, rolled down the right lane, put up a shot, made the shot, and the foul's going to be on Colin Hayes. So Hayes picks up his first foul. As Cutter St. Clair, two, looking for three, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Braden Lewis. So Lewis. Gives the ball to Arbuckle. Now Landon Jones puts up a three, no good. And Colin Hayes off the rebound. To Kellen Parrish, back to Colin Hayes. To Parrish. Bounce pass on the right wing to Ryland Roberts. Brings it out between the two circles. Now Kellen Parrish on the give and go. To Hayes, puts it out and got it. Colin Hayes with two. 14-4. Lee Mack across the timeline. Now Lewis has it between the two circles. To St. Clair on the left side of the circle. Still Mack in the left corner. They kick it back out to Braden Lewis. Lewis to Mack. Now Jones at the top of the key. Jones picks it out among the trees. He picks up a shot, missed it. Rollins calls the rebound. As he gives the ball to Ethan Campbell. Campbell with the basketball. Kellen Parrish takes it down in the paint, kicks it out in the left corner to Rylan Roberts for three. No good. And St. Clair comes off the rebound. St. Clair across the timeline gets it down to Lewis in the right corner. Lewis, one dribble, back to St. Clair, takes it down among the trees, lays it up and got it. 4 points with Cutter Lewis and St. Clair. Here comes Rylan Roberts into the right corner, giving go back to Hayes, and offensive foul on Colin Hayes. That's the second foul on Hayes. 15 foul as Blake Parrish will come in, and he's going to come out. I think, yep, it was Hayes. Make sure as St. Clair has the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline in a triple team, which is somebody close to now double dribbled it. England, a triple team. Everybody taller than he was. Found nobody to throw it to. So it'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline, but a timeout on the floor. 11 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Knox County 14. And we'll play the six. I'll be back in 30 seconds. This is KMAM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
The 11.1 seconds left to play in the first quarter, 14-6. Knox County with the lead as Lee Mack will inbound on the near sideline, guarded by Blake Parrish. Mack gets it into St. Clair to Jones. Jones at the top of the key. St. Clair on the left wing. To get inside to Arbuckle. Arbuckle to St. Clair. Now Jones puts up a three, blocked by Blake Parrish. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 14. We'll play the six back in 60 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in eight Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
As we start the second quarter, we're play to have it inbound and then stolen away by Knox. Blake Parrish takes it down in the paint. That's as a round falls through. So 5 points for Blake Parrish. 10-point LaFleta lead in the backcourt. Whistle and a foul, and he's either going to be on Strange or Blake Parrish. Blake Parrish picks up the foul. So LaFleta will inbound again underneath their own basket pressure by the Eagles. Hewlett again will inbound. Looks for somebody, gets it to St. Clair. St. Clair back to Hewlett across the midcourt. Takes it to the right wing. Inside it goes to Buse. Kicks it back out to St. Clair at the top of the key. Hewlett on the right wing beyond the arc. Hewlett looks for somebody, guarded by Blake Perry. Kicks it back out between the two circles to Lee Mack. Mack inside the arc on the right wing. Lost the ball. It's picked up by Rylan Roberts. Roberts stops, pops, picks up the shot, missed it. And here goes Ryan to shoot two. Cooper Clare in the ball game for the Eagles. So Wyland Roberts has 4 points, looking for five. As the foul is going to be on St. Clair, and that's his first. First shot up, missed it. Bounce off the right side of the rim. Still a 10-point Knox County lead. 7:14 left to play in the first half. As Roberts, second free throw up, got it. 5 points for Wyland Roberts. 11-point lead as St. Clair down the near sideline, lost the ball, picked up by Hewlett, takes it to the house, lays up the shot, missed it, and he was fouled by Keaton Strange. So Strange picks up his second personal foul. And to the line will go Kendrick Hewlett, looking for his first points. 17-6, Knox County with the lead. First shot up, got it. So Hewlett has a point. 17-7, Knox County with the lead. Hewlett, one, looking for two. Shots on the way. Off the heel rim, no good. High for the rebound. That's Kellen Perry. Skips it out to Blake. Ahead to Strange on the right wing. They swing to the left wing to Roberts. Strange stop the key. Now on the right block, Kellen Perry puts it off last. Got it. So for Kellen Parrish, that is seven. St. Clair gets it over to Arbuckle. No to Brayton Lewis. Now long three by Jones on the way. No good. Kellen Parrish the rebound. Ryland Roberts sees it opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lost the handle on the basketball. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be able to play the ball. Hewlett again will inbound underneath his own basket. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Still looks. Gets it to St. Clair. St. Clair guarded by Cooper Clair. Gets it to Jones. Jones will race it across the timeline. Now pass to Mack in the left corner. Back to Jones. And right wing to Cutter St. Clair right to his hands and out of bounds. Turnover La Plata. As back in the ball game will come Logan Arbuckle. And St. Clair will set down. So Roberts will inbound to Blake Perry. As Blake will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Now to the right wing, gets it to Strange. Back to Clair at the top of the key. Strange at the top of the key. Rebounded by Blake Perry. Across the rim, no good. Hewlett off the rebound. Ball knocked away. It's picked up by Mack. As Mack will get it. Ahead to Arbuckle. As Arbuckle almost lost it, balls down. Now they get it to Jones in the corner for three. 10 balls in and out, no good. Ute off of the rebound. Mack for three, no good. And Kellen Parrish with the rebound, a whistle and a foul. As a foul on Kellen Parrish, and the foul's going to be on Landon Jones, and that's his second. So Kellen Parrish will inbound to Blake Perry. As Blake will bring it across the timeline to Strange on, between the two circles. Now Kellen Perry had the ball knocked away from behind and stolen away by Lee Mack. To Jones, takes it right at Clair, an offensive foul on Landon Jones. That's his third. So three fouls. Well, the scoreboard says two, so I guess I'll have to go with that. But it's a 17 foul, but off, it was an offensive foul. So Knox County with the basketball. Now they've changed it. It's three fouls on Jones. Ryland Roberts across the timeline, gives it to Parrish between the two circles. Now Pop Strange between the two circles. Underneath, dotted line, Kellen Parrish. Kicks it out to Clare, right back to Parrish, and Parrish in the lane too long. So, 3 second call on Kellen Perry. That's Hewlett. Well, now they're going to have Tate Locke inbound. Gets it to Hewlett. Hewlett, guarded by Clair, gets to the half court pass. Gets over to Lee Mack, cut off on the right baseline. Out to Hewlett. He'll try a three, no good. Long rebound to Cooper Clair. As Clair will bring it across the timeline, gives it up to Roberts. on the left wing. Roberts kicks it back out of the corner to Strange. Now Blake Parrish, a three. Bullseye. 8 points for Blake Parrish, 22-7. Knocks over the lead. It's Arbuckle. Takes it to the hoop. Put up a shot. Blocked by Kellen Parrish. Gives the ball to Blake, and Blake is tripped from behind. A foul against La Plata. That's their 17th foul, and the foul's going to be on Arbuckle. So Logan Arbuckle picks up the foul. Blake Parrish is the line. He has 8, looking for 9. Shots up. Got it. 9 points for Blake Parrish. Back in the ball game comes Tucker Butte. So Butte in, Arbuckle goes out. 23-7, knocks down to the lead. As Parrish second free throw, got it. He has 10. 24-7. Here comes a play that still in the backcourt. Lee Mack to Hewlett. Hewlett takes it right at jump stop, right at Kellen Parrish. Laid up the shot, missed it. Rebound Ryland Roberts to Kellen Parrish. As Kellen sees, takes it right at Butte, lays it off glass, missed it. Strange controls the rebound, gives it to Roberts for three. No good. And the rebound, Kellen Parrish put up the shot, missed it, but due to the foul. As right now, foul's going to be on Kendrick Hewlett. So Hewlett picks up his first foul. Kellen Parrish at the line. Has 7, looking for 8, and missed it. So out of the game, Cooper Clare. And into the ball game will come Grayson Miller. Kellen Parrish, second free throw on the way. Got it. 8 points for Kellen Parrish. 25-7 is Hewlett. Inbound to Lee Mack. Back to Hewlett. Hewlett across the timeline. Try to find Tate Locke, letting just a little bit too much. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. As Kellen Parrish will inbound to Blake Parrish. Parrish will come across the timeline, gets it to Kellen between the two circles. Kellen Parrish just dribbles between the circles. Now gives it to Blake in the center circle. Hewlett comes up to pick him up. Blake Parrish to Roberts, back to Kellen Parrish on the right wing. To Ryland Roberts on the right wing. To Kellen Parrish. Off glass, got it. 10 points for Kellen Parrish. 20 points. Knox County lead as Butte dropped the ball across the timeline and took the step with the wrong foot as Lee Mack will set out, or set down, rather, and St. Clair will come back in. Knox County with the basketball. Grayson Miller on the right wing. Gives it back to Roberts between the two circles. Roberts directs traffic. As Roberts will take it top of the key. Gives it out to Strange. And Strange to the top of the key. Now Ryland Roberts to Kellen Parrish. He'll try a three on the way. Pinballs in and out. No good. And off of the rebound was Braden Lewis. And he bounced it off his foot, goes out of bounds. It'll be Knox County basketball. Strange will check out. And Cooper Clare checks back in. Kellen Parrish inbounds underneath his own basket. He'll get it out to Ryland Roberts. Roberts has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by La Plata. We'll give it to Grayson Miller along the right baseline. Now Kellen Parrish, a three by Blake Parrish. No good. And off of the rebound, that's Tate Locke. They give it to St. Clair. Now Hewlett at the three-throw line, backs off to the top of the key. Gets it over to St. Clair. He'll try a three high arcing shot. No good. And off of the rebound, long rebound, St. Clair went to the floor for it. To Hewlett. Grayson Lewis, Braden Lewis gets it inside the view, puts up the shot, missed it. But he drew the foul. I think it's going to be on Kellen Parrish. It will be. So Kellen Parrish picks up his first foul. 2:16 left to play in the first half. 20-point Knox County lead, 27-7. As Tucker Butte at the line, he has 2 now, make it 3. 3 points for Tucker Butte. 27-8. Knox County with the lead. Three looking for four. Shot up. It's good. 4 points for Tucker Butte. Long half-court pass to the right wing. It goes to Robert. To Kellen Parrish, top of the key. Now, Claire will try a three. No good. Long rebound run down the right wing by Kellen Parrish. Bounce pass between the two circles to Blake Perry. Gives it to Cooper Claire on the left wing. Grayson Miller on the left baseline. Back to Claire. Now Rylan Roberts inside to Kellen Perry. Kellen turns, puts up the shot, missed it. Through the foul, it may be on Hewlett. Oh, I think they're going to call on Tucker Butte, maybe. Yes, they will. So Butte picks up his third personal foul. And Kellen Parrish will go to the line to shoot two shots. Yes, 10 looking for 11. First shot up, got it. 11 points for Kellen Parrish. As Jones checks back in, Butte will set down with three personal fouls. 1:48 left to play in the first half. Parrish, next free throw, got them both. 12 points for Kellen Parrish. Back to a 20-point Knox County lead. St. Clair gets it to Lewis. Now Arbuckle has it on the left wing. They kick it back out to Lewis, top of the key. Kino at the top of the key. St. Clair lost the ball. Now gets it back. Lewis, left side of the circle, gets it underneath. Shot put up. Got it. That was by Tate Locke. He has two. 29-12. And Ethan Campbell. Kind of a no-look pass, and nobody was looking for it, and he threw it right into the plate of bench. A turnover, Knox County. Placed here by the Eagles. Inbound pass comes to St. Clair. And lost the dribble, picked up by Blake Perry. Little 10-foot jumper from the dotted line, got it. 12 points for Blake Perry. Back to a 20-point lead. St. Clair to Hino in a double team. Back to St. Clair. He'll bring it across the timeline. Takes it right at Kellen. Perry lays up a shot. No good. And Kellen comes off the rebound. Gets it ahead to St. Clair. Takes it through the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Cooper St. Clair with 2 points. The Cooper Clair. I mean, not St. Clair, but Cooper Clair. Now St. Clair has the ball. Pull the plate and throws it out of bounds. Trying to find Arbuckle underneath the basket. And airmailed it over his head. So a 22-point lead for Knox County with the basketball. 35 seconds left to play in the first half. Blake Parrish to Kellen Parrish in the right wing. To Campbell. Almost threw it away. It's Blake Parrish. Now 3-point on the way by Grayson Miller out of the left corner. No good. You know, off the rebound. A bad pass all the way by Campbell. This is back to Kellen Parrish with 14 seconds. And Blake Parrish with 10 seconds. Blake Parrish to the left side of the circle inside to Kellen. Perry puts the shot up and missed it, but didn't foul. Perfect pick and roll. Just couldn't quite finish. The foul's going to be on St. Clair. That's his second. And Kellen Parrish at the line. He has 12 looking for 13. Shots up and in and out. No good. 5 seconds left to play in the first half. 33-11. Knox County with the lead is Kellen Parrish. Ice it, fires it, got it. 13 for Kellen Parrish. Now, Hewlett tried to find St. Clair and air mailed a pass over his head. Goes out of bounds, so Knox County 5 seconds to get off the last shot. Kellen Parrish will inbound. Perry slaps the ball, looks for a cutter, looks for somebody, now kicks it out in the corner to Cooper Clair. Clair back to Blake Parrish for three, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Knox County 34, we'll play to 11. Back in 2 minutes, this is KMM Sports.
It's flu vaccine season, and Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri has an option for everyone in the county. Options for kids will include injectable and nasal mist vaccine. For adults, we have you covered with quadrivalent and high-dose vaccines. Insurance is accepted, and there are lower-cost options for those under and uninsured. If you're homebound, call us. We'll get you your shot. Remember, it takes at least 2 weeks to develop your maximum immunity, so now is the time. We look forward to serving you. Call us at 660-397-3396.
Hi, Janie here, and we at Cardwell Lumber Outside Novelty believe in providing good quality lumber at a price you can afford. We specialize in a variety of styles of lumber. Kiln-dried lumber, plywood, and hardwood flooring is just a few of the many options we offer at unbeatable prices. No order is too small or too big. Come by anytime, Monday through Friday, to see firsthand how we can make your new project look magnificent. For more information, check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com. That's Cardwell Lumber, Novelty, Missouri. Quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full-service bank who can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime this boys' consolation semifinal. And right now, it's all Knox County, as the Eagles lead the Bulldogs 34-11. Let's take a look at first half scoring for Knox County. Colin Hayes with 2 points. Kellen Parrish with 13. Rylan Roberts with 5. Blake Parrish with 12. And Cooper Clare with 2. For La Plata, Kendrick Hewlett with 1 point. Tate Locke with 2. Tucker Butte with 4. And Cutter St. Clair with 4. Knox County led 14-6 after one quarter. The Eagles have outscored the Bulldogs in the second quarter, 20-5, and lead here at halftime, 34-11. Back with more in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Eagle Basketball on your sports leader from Northeastern Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime, Boys Constellation semifinal, and Knox County leading La Plata 34-11. What has taken place the three games previous in a girls game, 4:30, it was girls Constellation semifinal, and La Plata defeats Marion County 33-25. Second game of the night, the boys' championship semifinal, and it was South Shelby knocking off. They come in the number four seed. They knocked off number one Cairo 65-58. And the third game of the night, girls championship semifinal, a 2-3 matchup, and it was Cairo defeating North Shelby 69-37. So again, we're at halftime this boys' game. Knox County leading 34-11. So tomorrow night, here's what we're going to do, as we'll have three games for you tomorrow night, starting with the girls' consolation game, Scotland County and La Plata. Then a boys' consolation game at 6 o'clock. Scotland County will play the winner of this ball game. That'll be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Then at 7:30 tomorrow night, the girls' third-place game, that'll be Schuyler County and North Shelby. Then at 9 o'clock, boys' third-place game, North Shelby will take on Cairo. And, of course, we won't cover that one. We'll have the first three for you, both consolation games and the girls' third-place game coming up tomorrow evening. Then on Saturday, we'll be right back here for the boys' championship game. That'll feature South Shelby and Schuyler County boys in the girls' championship, South Shelby and Cairo. Cairo is a pretty tough girls' basketball team, as is South Shelby. Should be a dandy ball game. Boys' championship game could be a good one. Schuyler likes to run up and down the floor, so does South Shelby. So we'll be here Saturday, 7:30, for the boys' championship game, Schuyler County and South Shelby. 34-11. Knox County with the lead. I'll be back with third quarter in 2 minutes. This is KMM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the 34th Annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament, as both teams heading for their respective benches. Schuyler County leading 34-11. And it looks like Knox County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. There's the buzzer. Both coaches. The plate is going to break their huddle. They're coming out to the floor. Nathan Miller still talking to his troops right across the way. Clock still shows 40 seconds. Well, they're going to stop it and then reset it. So they put 8 minutes on the clock. Nathan Miller breaks the huddle, and Knox County will have the basketball. And nobody said it this way. Now Blake Perry sees Ronnie Richardson. He'll come over right in front of him, slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets the ball down the right corner to Kellen Parrish, inside to Jansen. Jansen on the right block to Perry. Kellen. Now Blake, strange for three, airballed it. And out with it comes Huno to St. Clair. And St. Clair walks it across the timeline, man-to-man defense by Knox County. As we get it down in the corner to Lewis, they swing it around, dribble drive off the left wing. Therese Nationer, and with a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Rylan Roberts. And that's his first. So Nationer will inbound to St. Clair, picks it up between the two circles, to the left side of the circle. Now Nationer on the left wing. Nationer dribbles top of the key to Lewis. In the right corner is Huno. Huno, 15, put her on the way and got it. Kendrick Huno with 3 points. Blake Parrish to Kellen on the left wing. Rylan Roberts, little 10-footer, missed it. Got his own rebound, put it back up and in. 7 points to Rylan Roberts. Still a 23-point lead. As St. Clair in the backcourt, it was across the timeline, had the dribble knocked out of his hand. It'll be able to play the basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. So Huno, well, now it's going to be Nationer. Nationer will inbound, look for somebody. Gets it to St. Clair, dribbles out of a double team between the two circles, guarded by Jansen. And St. Clair dribbles to the right wing. Now the ball slapped away from behind by Kellen Parrish to Rylan Roberts, and he tries to get it ahead to Blake Parrish, and the ball's knocked out of bounds by Braden Lewis. So Blake Parrish will inbound on the near sideline. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Gets it to Strange on the right wing. Back to Blake Parrish. Rylan Roberts between the two circles. Roberts backs off between the two circles. As LaPlata goes man-to-man. Blake Parrish on the left side of the circle. Now Kellen will try a three. Bullseye! 16 points for Kellen Parrish. 39-13. Knox County the lead as Lewis has in the double team on the right wing. Dribbles out of it and stepped on the end line. So it goes back to Knox County. Kellen Parrish will inbound. As the little guy selling popcorn, they had to let him walk by. Now Parrish gets it out to Roberts. As Rylan Roberts will take his time. And he's walking across the timeline, picked up by Hewlett. Hands it off to Blake Parrish. Now Kellen between the two circles. Down on the block, he goes to Blake. Turns, little five-footer. Got it. Blake Parrish with 14. Hewlett in trouble. Had the ball almost stolen away. Now Hewlett picks it back up, gets it ahead to Lewis in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Mayshore on the left wing. Left corner, three-pointer on the way. No good by Lee Mack. Rebound comes off to Blake Parrish. Parrish will take it right as Nasher lays it up and got it. 16 points for Blake Parrish. 43-33 as Hewlett brings the ball across the timeline, gets it down in the corner to Lee Mack. Now three on the way by Nasher. No good. On the rebound, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Braden Lewis. So Lewis picks up his first foul. Knox County up by 30 with the basketball. As Rylan Roberts will walk it across the timeline. Roberts has it between the two circles, dribbles to the right wing. Still with the dribble. Now takes it down in the paint. Kellen Parrish will try another three. Bullseye! Kellen Parrish with 19 points. Now, inbounds pass was knocked away as Butte checks back in Landon Jones checks back in. Lewis and Lee Mack will check out for the Bulldogs. Frazier by Knox County. As now, St. Clair dribbled off his foot. Picked up by Kellen Perry. Picked up some shots from five. Missed it. Wouldn't go down. St. Clair the rebound. As he gets it ahead to Mason on the right wing. Mason looks for somebody. Bounce pass back to St. Clair. St. Clair lost the dribble and taken away by Ryland Roberts. And he led Kellen Parrish just a little bit too much on the fast break, so he'll be able to play the basketball. 46-13, Clark County will lead as Mason gets it into Jones. Jones will bring it across the timeline. Gives it back to St. Clair, dribbles to the right wing, cut off in the right corner, in a double team. Gets it in to Butte. Stephen Maester. Now, you know, for three, in and out, no good. And Strange on the rebound. Gets it to Ryland Roberts. Roberts has the ball slipped away, but loses it. Now, Kellen Parrish picks it up. He fell down, tried to get the ball. And it goes out of bounds with last touch by La Plata. So Kellen Parrish will inbound on the near sideline. Gets it to Blake. Blake is back across the timeline. Sees it over. He takes it down to the block. And the offensive foul on Blake Parrish. So Blake Parrish picks up his second personal foul. 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 46-13. Knox County the lead. Here comes La Plata. St. Clair will bring it across the timeline. St. Clair in a double team. Bounce pass to Meister on the right wing and a whistle and a foul. Going to call the foul on Keaton Strange. That's his third. So Keaton Strange will check out. Colin Hayes will check back in for the Eagles. 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. As Meister in front of the little plate of bench, will inbound. Looks for somebody. Gets the ball in to Hewlett. Hewlett tried to bounce pass back to Mason. And they got him trapped on the sideline. And an offensive foul, I think. Yep, it is. Offensive foul on Reese Mason. First foul on Mason. Ryland Roberts will inbound in front of the scorer's table. This is to Blake Parrish. Parrish across the timeline to the left wing to Roberts. Out pops Hayes between the two circles. Hayes backs off. Now Colin Parrish steps out at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Finds Blake on the left wing. Inside to Hayes. Hayes puts up the shot. No good. Chance with the rebound. Puts it up. He missed it. Rebound taken right down by Blake Parrish. He puts up the shot. He's hammered. And Blake Parrish will go to the line to shoot two. As the foul's going to be on Mason again, that's his second. Two fouls on Mason. And Blake Parrish will be at the line to shoot two. He has 16 looking for 17. Eisen fires it and got it. 17 for Blake Parrish. As now in the ball game for La Plata, Wyatt Hamilton. That's Parrish. 17 looking for 18 and got it. 18 points for Blake Perry. This measure will inbound to St. Clair. St. Clair will walk it across the timeline. Now he's being jumped and double teamed down in the right corner. They throw it up for grabs. Jones gets it, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. And then an offensive foul on Jones. Basket will not count. And that's four fouls on Jones. 2:59 left to play in the third quarter. 48-13. Knox County with the lead and the basketball. That's Blake Parrish. To the right wing to Hayes. Back to Parrish. Deep right wing. Hayes on the right wing. Hayes looks for somebody. One dribble after Kellen Parrish. Parrish has it between the two circles. 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. Parrish top of the key. Now Blake Parrish. Dribble drive to the basket. Lays it up and got it. That is 20 points for Blake Parrish. 50-13. Knox County with the lead. La Plata to the basketball. St. Clair takes it down to the right block. Gives it out to Butte. Butte will take it into the paint, lays up the shot, no good. Kellen Parrish on the rebound. Kellen Parrish sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, puts up a shot. I think he lost the ball a little bit, missed it. And Jones comes away with it to the right wing. To the base, to the dotted line. Lost it, picked up by Campbell. Campbell tried to get it ahead to Parrish. Stolen back by Meisher. Takes to the right wing. Into the basket, puts it up and in. Reese Meisher with 2 points. Blake Parrish to the right wing to Kellen Parrish. Campbell, top of the key. Collins. Now Blake Parrish for three. Out of the corner, no good. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Campbell. So Ethan Campbell over the back picked up his first foul. As into the ball game for LaPlata Tate Locke. And Jones will check out. 1:35 left to play in the third quarter. 50-15. Knox County with the lead. It's Meisher with the basketball. Dribbles to the left wing. Now to the top of the key. Hands the ball off the key. Now step back three from Meisher. Bullseye. 5 points for Reese Meisher. Here comes Kellen Parrish into the paint. Lost the handle on the basketball. They get it ahead to Meisher. Meisher will take it to the hoop. Lays up the shot. No good. Handles him with the rebound. Tried to get the ball out to Meisher. Stolen away by Jansen. To Hayes. Kellen Parrish for three. Bullseye. Kellen Parrish with 22 points, 53-18, under a minute left to play in the third quarter. Meisher on the left wing. St. Clair in the left corner. That wasn't St. Clair. That would be Baylon Roberts. Had the ball slapped out of his hands and out of bounds. So now Roberts will inbound on the near sideline. Man-to-man defense on Knox County. That's Roberts. Gets it to St. Clair on the left wing. Drives the left baseline. Lays it up and wouldn't go down. Hamilton with the rebound. Ball's knocked out of his hand and goes out of bounds. It'll be able to play the basketball as Meisher will inbound. Underneath his own basket, gets it to Butte in the left corner. Top of the key to St. Clair. St. Clair lays it up, missed it, and Kellen Parrish off the rebound. Parrish gets it out to Campbell. As Campbell will bring it across the timeline to Parrish. That's Kellen on the right wing. Now Hayes drives to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it. Through the foul, it may be on Hamilton. And it will be. So Wyatt Hamilton picks up his first foul. And Colin Hayes will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. He has two looking for three. Ice it, fires it, and got it. 3 points for Colin Hayes. 54-18, Knox County with the lead. 12.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Hayes' second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Butte comes off the rebound to St. Clair. To St. Clair will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Jansen. Sees it open. He takes it right at Campbell. Puts up the shot, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Ethan Campbell. So Ethan Campbell picks up the foul. That's his second. And Cutter St. Clair at the line to shoot a pair. So St. Clair, 4 points on the night, looking for five. 1.4 seconds left to play in the quarter. First free throw missed. Cutter St. Clair, again, four, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and no good. Jansen off the rebound to Campbell. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. Knox County 54. We'll play to 18 back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cardwell Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cardwell Lumber has available. Cardwell Lumber, quality that keeps staying through three generations.
Hi, I'm Lori Mutz-Claire with the Knox County Health Department in Edina, Missouri. I want to take this time to remind you that public health is at work in all aspects of your community, even when you don't see it. Inspections of local food, lodging, and daycare establishments occur every day. Vaccine for individuals across the lifespan are warding off communicable diseases. The safety of water and sewer systems are being assured. And health education regarding physical and mental health are ongoing. If you live, work, or run a business in Knox County and you would like more information, call me at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
Welcome back, everybody, to 34th annual North Shelby NSA's basketball tournament. Fourth quarter boys championship semifinals. Hamilton underneath the basket puts up a shot. No good. Arbuckle the rebound as he kicks it back out to Mason Himmeling. Now back to Hamilton. Almost lost it. Saves it inbounds. But saves the ball inbounds to Blake Campbell. Now three by Campbell. Ethan Campbell, bullseye. 6 points for Ethan Campbell. Across the timeline is Paxton Jones. Jones gets the ball out. Lost it. Bad pass. Saves inbounds. The right to Knox County. As to the house. Super Claire puts up a shot and missed it. Rebound comes off to Knox County. That would be Terry Ogden. And he flipped it out, and Knox County walked with it. So Ethan or Nathan Miller trying to play a lot of his bench because he knows he's going to have to play tomorrow at 6 o'clock. As in the ball game, Christian Campbell. So here comes the play to Paxton Jones. Gets it inside. That was number 30. That was Braylon Roberts. Tried to get it inside. Taken by Knox County. Stolen by LaPlata. LaPlata put up a shot. And now out with the rebound is Blake Campbell. Long three put up. No good. That was by Cooper Clare. And we'll play it with the basketball. As Paxton Jones, now they give it to Braylon Roberts, put up a three and got it. So 3 points for Braylon Roberts. Clare gets the ball in the corner to Blake Campbell. Blake Campbell on the right wing. They kick it back out. Now they swing around the left corner. They get it inside to Ogden Miller. Put up a shot. No good. Now, with the rebound, Blake Campbell put it back up. It went down. It counts, and he's fouled. So Blake Campbell with two. He'll be at the line, and the foul's going to be on Braylon Roberts, and that's his first. Campbell's free throw up. One go down. Back to the rebound. Clare gets it, puts it up from five. Missed it. Hamilton off with a rebound. As he gets it out, shots put up, no good. And the rebound, that shot was by Paxton Jones. Kind of a wild-looking thing. Then it goes out of bounds, so it'll be Knox County basketball. As the Eagles get it into Blake Campbell. As Blake brings it across the timeline. They swing it in the corner to Christian Campbell. Now, Cooper Clare into the right corner to Blake Campbell. Blake Campbell with the basketball. Looks inside. Nobody's there. Now skips it across to Christian Campbell. He tried to skip it back across, stole it away. And LaPlata puts the shot up. No good. That was by Mason Hammerling. And Knox County with the basketball. And now pass is stolen away and almost double dribbled. Shot put back up by Arbuckle. Got it. 2 points for Arbuckle. They're at 59-23 as Cooper Clare will bring it across the timeline. It's Clare between the two circles. Down the sideline to Blake Campbell. They lost the ball. Now it's loose on the floor. They call it a jump ball. Between Terry Ogden and Braylon Roberts. An alternating possession gets the ball back to Knox County. 3:35 left to play in the ball game. Jason Miller will inbound. This is inside to Campbell. Campbell in among the trees, had the ball stolen away. Now a pass on a fast break stolen away by Terry Ogden. As he was fouled, yes, he was. And the foul's going to be on Baylen Roberts. Roberts picks up his second personal foul. 17th foul, so Terry Ogden will be at the line to shoot a 1-1. Clock just now under 3 minutes. Ogden's first free throw up off the heel of the rim and then bounced up and stays right on the top of the backboard. It lays there, rests on one of the supports. So they'll go in a basketball. They'll try to say, let's throw the basketball and see who can hit it first. Now, Ronnie Richardson will try it first. Didn't get it. So, Ronnie, let somebody else try it. Well, he's going to try it again. Nope. Take it from front ways. That's three times they've missed it. Four times they've missed it. Five times they've missed it. Six times they've missed it. Seven times they've missed it. Now, Scott Gaines, eight times. Arbuckle hit it, but didn't it off hard enough to get it down. That's nine times. And Scott Gaines will try it. There we go. 11 times, and Scott Gaines wins the Cootie Doll. 2:51 left to play. That's probably the most exciting thing that's happened in this ball game. From the plate across the timeline to the free throw line. As Baylen Roberts gets it on the sideline to Mason Hamilton. Now he's shot from three, no good. And Blake Campbell off the rebound. In the backcourt, exit across the timeline, gives the ball up to Claire on the right wing. Claire bounce pass right to LaPlata's Paxton Jones. Whistle on the foul, and the foul may be on Blake Campbell. And it is. So Blake Campbell picks up the foul. That's his first. And Arbuckle will inbound on the near sideline with 2 minutes left to play in the ball game. So Arbuckle's going to check out, and Zach Puckett will check in. As Puckett gets the ball in the backcourt to Paxton Jones. Jones gets it over to Hamilton. Hamilton gets it down in the corner to Paxton Jones. Jones on the right wing. At the free throw line to Hamilton. Now it's stolen away by Claire. Takes it to the house. Lays it up. Got it. Cooper Claire with 4 points. 61-23. Played it with the basketball. Paxton Jones on the right wing. Now bad pass. Loose on the floor. Rolls out of bounds. Last touch in Knox County. So Lee will play the basketball. As back in the ball game will come Tate Locke. And Hamilton will check out. So Tate Locke will inbound on the near sideline with a minute left to play. To Paxton Jones as he gets it ahead to Baylen Roberts. Roberts, dribble drive down to the right corner. Now Paxton Jones for three, airballed it. So that was Baylen Lewis. Now another three on the way, no good. And rebound comes off to Baylen Roberts. Another three on the way, no good. Finally, Cooper Claire comes off the rebound. Claire backs off on the right, left right side line. Now three-pointer away, no good. Terry Austin gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. He has two with 27 seconds left to play. 63-23, a 40-point. Knox County lead now, bad pass. It's stolen by Grayson Miller. Miller gets it to Ogden on the left wing. And Ogden dribbles out between the two circles to Christian Campbell. Now bad pass. It's stolen away by LaPlata. Shot's put up good by Baylen Roberts. He has five. And now that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Knox County 63, La Plata 25. Back in a moment. This is KMAM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Welcome back, everybody. The 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a final in this final game of the tournament as Knox County and his boys' consolation semifinal defeats La Plata 63-25. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Knox County. Colin Hayes with 6 points. Kellen Parrish. Parrish with 22, Rylan Roberts with 7, Blake Parrish with 20, Blake Campbell with 2, Cooper Clare with 4, and Terry Ogden with 2. For La Plata, Kendrick Hewlett with 3 points, Logan Arbuckle with 2 points, Reese Meschner with 5 points, Tate Locke with 2, Tucker Butte with 4, Malin Roberts with 5, and Connor St. Clair with 4 points. Scoring went like this. Knox County led 14-6 after one quarter. Knox outscored La Plata 20-5 in the second quarter and led 34-11 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored La Plata 20-7 and led 54-18 after three. In the fourth quarter, both benches cleared. Knox County outscored La Plata 9-7 and the Eagles won at 63-25. Knox County improves to 6-9. La Plata 5-11. So the trophy games are now set, as again we'll be here tomorrow for the 4:30 girls consolation game. That'll be Scotland County and La Plata. 6 o'clock boys consolation game, Knox County and Scotland County. 7:30 girls third place game, Scotland County and North Shelby. Then the 9 o'clock third place boys game will be North Shelby and Cairo. That'll come up tomorrow. But again, we'll be here for the 4:36 and 7:30 games. Earlier games this evening in the girls' consolation semifinal, La Plata defeated Marion County 33-25. Boys' championship semifinal, South Shelby upset Cairo 65-58. Cairo was the number one seed. In a girls' championship semifinal, number one Cairo, or number three seed Cairo, upset number two North Shelby 69-37. So that'll about do it from here as Knox County again wins their sixth game of the year by defeating La Plata 63-25. For producer Hunter Sapp from the 34th annual North Shelby Invitational Basketball Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Tonight's game between the La Plata Bulldogs and the Knox County Eagles are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Bobby D. Clark, CPA, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagles Nest in Edina, the Edina Sentinel, the Farm Shop in Edina, InsurePro, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services.